Hi, and welcome to the tapping sequence for getting rid of the fear of feeling fear in a social situation. Start tapping on the side of your hand, karate chop, repeat after me out loud. Okay, say, even though I'm afraid of feeling fear in a social situation, because it really sucks. I'm really afraid of feeling fearful and anxious when I'm around others. I accept myself as I am, and I choose to accept this fear that I'm currently experiencing. Even though a part of me is anxious about feeling fear in a social situation, I'm so afraid of feeling intense fear again. It happened so many times before, and it really makes me want to escape the situation. I really rather not be around people if I'm going to feel that fear again. I'm willing to consider that the fear is something that I learned, and I want to release some of that fear now. And I accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of feeling fear in a social situation, I felt it before and it sucked. So naturally, I became afraid of feeling that fear again. I want to let go of that fear now. I want to release the fear of becoming fearful in a social situation. If I become fearful in a social situation, I'll deal with it. I'll remind myself that it's just a false alarm. A false alarm that I'm fine-tuning, so it won't go off in situations again that are not dangerous. And I choose to trust that I will handle the situation when it's there. I take comfort in knowing that even though feeling fear sucks, I felt it before and I'm still alive. I can live through it. I love and appreciate myself for my courage. And I choose to release my fear of feeling fear in social situations. Good tapping on the beginning of your eyebrow. I'm afraid of feeling fear in social situations. On the side of the eyes. I'm really afraid of feeling that fear. Under the eyes. I can feel the fear now in my body. Now focus on where you feel it in your body. Notice where that is. Under the nose. It can be so intense sometimes that it takes me over and I can hardly communicate. On the chin, I'm really afraid of that fear. Collarbone, I'm afraid of feeling fear in social situations. Under the arms, I've developed the fear of becoming afraid. Liver point. And even though feeling afraid in social situations sucks, wrist point. Suffering from a fear of that fear makes my life even more challenging. On the top of that, so I want to release the fear of the fear. And trust that I'll live through it if I get triggered. Beginning of the eyebrows. This fear of feeling fear and anxiety around others. On the side of the eye. So don't repeat this, but just become aware of where you feel that fear right now. And then say out loud, I can feel this fear. And then say where you notice it. Under the arm, under the eyes. It's almost as bad now as when I feel it in a social situation. Under the nose. This fear of the fear. Chin. I want to release that fear. The collarbone. Being afraid and anxious in social situations is bad enough as it is. Under the arms. I want to trust that I can deal with it when it comes up. Liver point. Yes, it will suck, but I can live through it. Wrist point. When it happens, I will remind myself it's just a false alarm. A false alarm that I'm fine-tuning so it won't get triggered any longer when there's no real danger. Top of the head. I want to release this fear of feeling fear in social situations. Beginning of the eyebrows. This remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. Side of the eyes. I'm letting my subconscious know that I appreciate that it's trying to keep me safe. Under the eyes. I'm letting it know that I'm working on fine-tuning the alarm. Under the nose. I'm reassuring myself that I can deal with feeling fear in a social situation. Chin. I've dealt with it before. If it's there, I can do it again. Collarbone. I want to strengthen myself and trust that I can deal with it. Because the more stronger I am, the easier it is. Under the arms. I'm letting my subconscious know that a fear of feeling afraid only makes things worse. On the liver point, I want to feel more calm and confident about going into social situations. Wrist point, I want to accept it if fear comes up. Top of the head. And I'm reassuring myself with the knowledge that I'm fine-tuning the alarm. The beginning of the eyebrows. This remaining fear of the fear. Side of the eyes. I choose to let it go now. Under the eyes. I choose to replace it with a calm acceptance of whatever happens in a social situation. Under the nose. I choose to trust that I can deal with it. On the chin. I allow myself to let go of this fear of becoming afraid in a social situation. On the nose. I choose to trust that I can deal with it. On the collarbone, I know I messed up, just follow along. A fear of becoming afraid only makes things more challenging. Under the arms. So I choose to feel calm and accepting. On the liver point, I choose to trust that I will handle it. Comforting myself with the knowledge that I'm working on it. On the wrist point, and reminding myself it's just a false alarm. Top of the hat. I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel relaxed now. On the beginning of the eyebrows. Any remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. On the side of the eyes. I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. Under the eyes, remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. Under the nose, I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. On the chin, remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. On the collarbone, I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. Under the arms, remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. On the liver point, I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. Wrist point, any remaining fear of becoming afraid around others. On top of the head, I choose to accept it if I become fearful. And I choose to feel calm and relax now. Great job. Deep breath. And relax.